This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. And you have heard me talk about the lack of diversity in the industry, in the cannabis industry. But it's not just diversity, it's women as well. I mean, we are looking at an industry that has very few minorities, very few Black and Latinos. And you have to tell you, not that many women either. And I'm so thrilled when I have an opportunity to talk with a woman who is a mover and a shaker in the cannabis industry. And Penelope Hamilton Cressabine is with us today, and she's the Director of Community Engagement at thecannabiscommunity.org and Hamilton Holistic Health. And she is with us today. Oh my gosh, Penelope, tell us your story and how it has evolved, please.
Yes, hi Frankie, thank you so much. Gosh, you know, I started as a patient. I have one of those incredible stories that, you know, where cannabis just completely changed, and I honestly do say saved my life. And I had, you know, no experience before that. I was against the use of cannabis and marijuana. I was afraid. I was born in 71. I went through the Nancy Reagan era, and she scared me to death. So that was my first introduction, and I just kept going because I had to be illegally healed. Other people were still being arrested, and I'm that kind of person. I'm going to go in 200% to something I believe in. So I started fighting at a state level, reading legislation, grassroots lobbying, anything and everything I could do.
Wait, tell me why you got into the world of cannabis.
Sure. So I have an autoimmune disease, and it was misdiagnosed. And basically, I was just, we call polypharmed for many, many years. I was stuck on opiates for 16 years that were prescribed, and benzodiazepines, and then antidepressants, and then all the medications that they give you to counteract side effects. I was using a wheelchair and a walker. I'd just given up on life. So I decided I had really nothing left to lose. A mom figure reached out to me and suggested trying this and getting me off of some of that poison. And it was incredible how it worked. But it didn't only just replace pain medications and help me get stronger. It helped me have a better mindset and really begin to change my thoughts about myself, and just having a life and going on. And I had lost my mom when she was 58. And I decided I wanted to carry on her legacy, too. So I got involved for those reasons and to fight for, you know, state legislation and better access. And then I got involved with helping others. And that's just
such
how it
story.
All really began.
Yeah. I love your story, Penelope, and I think a lot of people can relate to it. And, you know, it's one thing to become a patient advocate, and then it's another thing to become an executive in the cannabis industry. So how did that role, how did you shift roles from being this cannabis
advocate?
Yeah,
it's crazy. Gave me a whole career. I mean, I had been disabled where I couldn't even do anything, and I started working online, just volunteering, helping people, just answering questions in Facebook communities. And
Can you just tell us what some of the questions were? Because I want people to hear what the questions were. I think it's important.
Oh, sure. Well, people want to know how to make their own medicine, because we were underground women. We were the healers and, you know, and the people taking care of ourselves and making herbal medicine, just like our great-grandmothers were doing. And so I was helping others learn how to process, how to grow, how to make a topical, how to make an edible, you know, something that, and balancing and learning about their bodies, learning how to medicate without feeling high or feeling that they couldn't function during the day. And then also eating healthier and whole foods and that, just that positivity and staying away from the negative. So that was a lot of the questions. People just wanted, they didn't know where to go, how to turn, and most people didn't have access.
And when we talk about the lack of women in the industry, now that you are an executive in the industry, tell us what's really going on.
Oh, wow. you see just a lot of, I hate to just say men, but I don't see it on the woman's side. I see it on the men's side. They're in to take advantage of people's pain, make a profit. I think a lot of the experience the women bring to the table is sort of dismissed if you don't have that corporate background already. And, you know, a lot of these things, especially in this industry, are hands-on and learning, especially when it comes to cannabis marketing and cannabis SEO, because it's a new, you know, it really is a new area, because you can't, you know, we can't advertise in most sectors like you would for other brands. And everything has to be, you know, we created it really, and it's been a work in progress. So the experience I've had doing this counts a lot more from what my, you know, past jobs would have been that maybe not showing on a resume.
So my big thing here is that we need to expand the industry, the breadth and the width of it. But we need to educate people about this industry. And where are we halfway through 2023?
Oh, boy. I think that might depend on probably your location and your state, if I had to really answer that. But I think we're very much in the infancy still. I think people got excited and ran ahead, and I think you just realize that you're rushing to wait. I think people are still very ignorant, and I hear a lot of stigma and ignorance all the time still.
Yeah. I think so as well. I want people to hear how powerful this plant is. And I asked you, what are the questions that people ask when you were in your role as an advocate? What were the most questions that were coming through?
Oh, gosh. I think a lot had to do with affordability. Most people couldn't get access, and I helped carry their stories, like how much it helped them and how it changed their lives. Young people telling me that they were off hard drugs because they had cannabis, and they wanted to get that story into the legislators. And that there was people that wanted off of their opiates that cost $1 a month. This plant isn't harming them. It's safe. They can't get, you know, addicted like they do to prescription drugs, but yet they couldn't afford it. The veterans who couldn't get access because the federal government telling them no. I mean, it was story after story of like heartbreaks like that. Tourette's people in my state weren't allowed to use cannabis, but yet I had a man telling me it stops my tremors. It stops the Tourette syndrome. The medications are the drugs, and they're harming me, and they won't allow me on that list. So it was a lot of access questions and what can they do, feeling like their state, their government doesn't care about them. And I think that's how they feel. It, everything is about money, and it's not really about access and helping the people.
So sad, but so true. There's so much that we have to get into with Penelope. We will take a quick break. Before we go to break, though, we'll talk about your role as an executive in the industry. But give us the website, please, as we go to break.
Sure. It's thecannabiscommunity.org.
And T-H-E, thecannabiscommunity.org. That's it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and Penelope Hamilton Cressabine is with us today, and we're so thrilled to have her. She is the executive with the cannabiscommunity.org. And tell us about the cannabiscommunity.org.
Sure. It's designed as an online community where people can go and have a safe space to learn about cannabis. There are multi-state cannabis Facebook groups where thousands and thousands, I mean, we have our flagship group is over 18,000 people, and they can ask questions to each other and get advice, share stories, testimonies, and it's a safe place. They can do it anonymously if they'd like. And our website is designed for free education, and we're very proud of trying to put out very good content, and educating from everything from how to infuse with recipes, how to process the plant into medicine so that they can use it, learning about their endocannabinoid system, terpenes, the science, the state laws. One of our most, it is the largest question that we have is about gun rights. And if you lose them with your medical cannabis card, so that's kind of the gist of that, and we have some really cool gear that we design and have that up in a little merchandise shop as well, and I guess still helping people get their medical cannabis card if they would like it. We partner with Leafwell right now so we can help all of those community members get discounts and get cards.
If you could just sum up your... How many years now has this journey taken you from patient to where we are today?
Let's see. It was around 2014 when I first began, and I was able to get off the prescription in 30 days.
Yeah, almost 10 years. And why do you think, when I go to the conferences and all the different shows, it's so many suits. What is it about lack of role models for women in cannabis? What do you think it is? I mean, there used to be, before you answer that, there was a very strong group called Women in Cannabis in Boston, in the Boston area. And it was, you couldn't even get into the meetings. They were so filled with people and very exciting stuff happening. And then the pandemic, and that was the end of that. You know, it's never come back.
Yeah, that's sad. And that's a great question. You know, what is it that's lacking and why? And, you know, I don't have that answer. I'm really not sure, too, because I'm still scratching my head. I actually feel kind of isolated, and I don't have the support system that I'd like. I know right now it can be just people scraping to get by. It's not a get rich quick industry. And I think a lot of people run in thinking that possibly it is. And I really honestly still feel that so many of the women though don't have that attitude. They know they're here for the long haul and they're doing what they have to do.
Yes.
But yeah, sorry. I wish I had more insight on that.
No, I wish we all did. I mean, that's just the big question right now is what's missing? Why are we not seeing? Do you feel that there's still an opportunity for women in this industry? Is there still growth available?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I think we're still in infancy. I think we're in the beginning. And the problem is can you be sustainable for so long while you're waiting for the industry,
infrastructure
to really show up and the brands?
Right.
And it's hard. This is a long, not a sprint.
Absolutely. It really is. I mean, I have to say that we know so much now. We're starting to understand the role of this plant and the ways in which it can help so many people. And as your own story, and tell us, give us an update of how you are physically today, all these years later.
I'm still doing good. I do have to be, I'm on medication for the Sjogren's and RA that I have. Unfortunately, I was recently diagnosed with a rare lung disease called bronchiectasis, so I can no longer inhale my own plant that I just love so much. But it just forces me to look at other methods again and help other people understand, too, why it's so important that we have safe and tested, plant out there for us to whether you're breathing it in or whether you're consuming it through oils or, you know, whatnot. So I'm doing great still. I mean, I'm, you know, just excited to still have an opportunity to, to educate, really. That's my passion. I love to educate.
It just seems that so many of the great women that we talk to have been healers, teachers. Mm-hmm. They really get how powerful this plant is. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's just fascinating.
Absolutely agree with you. Yes, I think it's we are those nurturing, beings that just take care of others. And then I think we finally stopped and started taking care of ourselves, too, or we had a loved one, you know. So it's the passion. It's when if you're driven by passion, we can hold out, and we need to support and hold each other up, too.
And who are some of your favorite women, fellow women in the industry?
They're not going to be famous people or anything. Nancy Udell, I got to say, from Empire State Normal, she has just been one of the most amazing women. And she's an older woman, so I feel she's a mentor. And she's just been incredible in supporting everything I've done in my own health and kept in touch. Honestly, the list just goes on. But I think Nancy is probably closest to my heart.
We are so thrilled that you came on with us today in educating us about your journey, your role from being patient advocate to switching it to becoming, executive for the cannabis community.org. And you really have taken creativity and experience and put it all together. And I think that's awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today. And give us the best website, please, Penelope.
Yes, please come visit us and we'll help you navigate this incredible world of cannabis. It's thecannabiscommunity.org. You'll find us there.
And thank you so much, Penelope Hamilton, Cressabine. Penelope, I think you're an inspiration to so many, that the fact that you have gone so far with your own illnesses and using this plant. And so we shout out to you and thank you for all the work that you're doing and the advocacy work that you continue to do and spread the word.
Thank you so much. It's such a joy to be, to be a part of this industry and help others as well, and just keep learning.
Yes, absolutely. And we will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk, A to Z in Education on the C-Station.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely
completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order or to find out where to find Hepanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. We're getting an inside look at how a restaurateur became a cannabis dispensary with Scott Weiner. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, H-Z, and Educational Odyssey. Welcome back. And Scott, thanks for being with us and giving us an insight into what it's like. I think that we still don't have a clue of what the financial payout is, the security, the additional pieces that even though you have everything built in from the 50-50 restaurant group that you are partners with, it must be challenging on some days to make it all come together. And by the way, a huge financial risk.
It's a huge financial risk. It's very challenging in all respects for anybody to find capital to come into cannabis right now. So we've got a lot riding on it. And just from an operational standpoint, we have to use a completely separate payroll company. And we have, as a result, we run payroll for cannabis on the opposite week that we run for, 600 or 700-ish.
I was just going to ask you, how do you deal with payroll? But more importantly, how do you deal with the banking? Because the banking is so limited in the cannabis world.
The banking is limited, and they definitely take every liberty possible to, nickel and dime you on fees. Now, I will say I've seen some good actors in the space. In Chicago, Credit Union One's been amazing, actually. Security Bank as well. But there's a lot of people out there that know you don't have a lot of choices, and they're going to take their piece. And I think that I feel horrible for a lot of these people coming into the business right now that maybe not, don't have a ton of business experience, and they're getting taken advantage of. It's kind of the Wild West in a lot of respects out there. So there's a lot to navigate, and there's a lot of things that don't quite make sense to me. I understand from a legal perspective why things have to be the way they are, but I also think that there's some people pushing the limits to really get what they can out of it by taking advantage of some of the dispensaries and the other little guys out there.
How long do you think it will be before you see profits?
Well, one of my partners in this, Amaya Pilar, he's actually on Senator Schumer's group that's trying to work through some of the regulations at the federal level. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, everyone speculates and has an idea. I don't know when. I just know it will. If I were to guess, I'd say the next 2 to 4 years, but who really knows? And I can't run the business thinking it's going to happen next week or next month. I just deal with what we've got. And like I said, I'm so fortunate that I have restaurants and this infrastructure behind us, because a lot of the things and the problems that would take someone coming into this business, or maybe has only been in the business for a year, a long time and a lot of legal fees to find or figure out, I've already figured it out, or I've dealt with it before, just in a different spectrum.
When you are putting out a product, are you able to advertise the dispensary with, can you commingle the businesses or not really in terms of marketing?
You can. We're still figuring out a lot of stuff too, because, as we learned when we did what we did, it took a lot of people, a minute or two to try to figure out what we were doing. I'm not so sure the state of Illinois even realized that we were going to be having a full bar until the day that they inspected us. Even though paperwork and all that had been completed for a year prior to us opening. But another example of someone that didn't understand it was Google. It took us almost 30 days to have a Google business page up, because Google
could
not wrap their head around the fact. And that hurt. We were being classified as a Cantabrian restaurant. And I've been in the restaurant industry now for about 30 years. I don't even know what a Cantabrian restaurant is, never seen one. But that's what you would find if you looked up OK Cannabis, a Cantabrian restaurant. So we've had a lot of things that, explain, no, we serve food too. And no, it's not infused. It's just a normal scone. No, it's an espresso drink. We've had a lot of explanations, you call someone at Google and, in California, and fortunately it was California, maybe they figured out a little bit sooner than some of the others.
That's so wild. Oh, my gosh. That is so crazy. Extra security, I'm sure you've had to hire.
Yeah, we have security, multiple, especially that will increase once consumption of cannabis gets added. But yeah, we also have a bar, which means that the people serving drinks have to have a Bassett card and safe alcohol training, as well as food handler certificates. That's the stuff we know plenty about. And actually our, because of the concepts we have across the city, we already had a director of security, and we have a security team that goes to some of our rooftop bars or other places of, about 30 people. So this was actually one of the easier parts for us. And rather soon we'll actually be registered as a private security agency, in the state of Illinois, which took a certification class and a lot of work by Jose Carbajal, our director of security. But to us, because, our first core value in our restaurant group has always been hospitality is our honor. We've always felt it really, really important that security represented that hospitality standpoint just as much as anybody in the facility, from a budtender to a bartender.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been a challenge, but we've also looked at it from the standpoint of, we have somebody who already understands that business. And currently we outsource with a group called Rescue 8, and the owner of that supply has also been amazing, But yeah, a lot of security. Not cheap.
How do you get the bud tenders as well as the bartenders? But I can understand the bartenders, but the bud tenders. And how do you go about hiring for the dispensaries, for the cannabis arm?
Well, we, once again, can't use any of our HRIS platforms from the restaurants. So, we have a completely separate human resources, system. But it's the same human resources director. And fortunately, we're at a size where I have somebody who's able to spend time, a secondary employee in that department, that spends a great deal of time recruiting. Now, I'll tell you a funny story. Finding a barista over the last 3 years in any of my Westtown bakeries or any of my restaurants has been very difficult. Very, very difficult. However, you put out an ad under the name OK Cannabis and say we're hiring baristas, and I'll get 100 applicants. So what I will say is that we do have a lot of people applying to work in our dispensary. And there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of buzz out there that, we're doing something different. And, I think over the years, we've done a decent job of representing our restaurant group as, being, decent, down-to-earth people. And I think that's helping our ability to hire.
Oh, I'm sure it is. We talk a lot about giving back, philanthropic efforts. And so I'm sure you had to share with the different meetings that what your initiatives will be. And so can you share with us a little bit about what some of the wonderful feel-good things you're going to be doing for the community?
Sure. Well, we started doing them actually in construction. We work, one of our partners is also involved with an organization called Amplify here in Chicago. And Amplify brings justice-involved youth, or people have, touched the justice system that are in various aspects of rehabilitation. So we started just doing demolition on our buildings. We used Amplify. These kids did a fantastic, fantastic job. Might have cost us a week or two extra in the labor, but, things take a little longer, but we started there, and we're actually continuing to use Amplify with some of the participants that are a little further in the rehabilitation and mentorship program. We call them cohorts. We'll be coming in as managers and agents in our facilities. So the first cohort, I believe, will be starting early May. We also work with the Kedesh Foundation, and we've been utilizing special use adults. We call them team members, to help with various elements in cannabis that are more predictable jobs. ID checking, where there's some computerization.
Yeah, we have
a lot of things like that.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be back our remaining moments with Scott Weiner. Scott is with OK Cannabis, and that's the website as well, OK Cannabis, and you spell OKAY cannabis.com. We will be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. We're really getting the most amazing insight into what life is like. And, you know, I have to say, Scott, welcome back. I don't know how you do what you do with all of the different, you're a dad, you are volunteering in the community, and you've got a lot of irons in the fire. And my first question to you is, how are you keeping it all straight?
Well, we're organized, and we've made a lot of mistakes over the years. But I have a leadership team that I meet with twice a week. Culinary operations, front of the house operations, HR, marketing, sales. And we're structured. We meet at the same time every week. We have a very structured meeting in how we address issues, as well as, you know, follow up on the work we're doing, you know, an accountability chart so everybody in the company knows the roles and functions of everybody there. So it's there's infrastructure there. With that said, I'm extremely organized and I spend a lot of time at work. My wife's probably we joke around that she's typically, you know, she's typically disappointed in me, but she'll be slightly less disappointed in me if I show up at home when I say, well, I can cook dinner for everybody. So it is a lot right now.
But yeah,
I have a supportive family. I've got a great team surrounding me as well. And I make it work.
I have to say, I'm on the website, okcannabis.com, and I'm looking at one of the dispensaries, and as an artist, oh my gosh, you're using color. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
That was one of the things. Now, you go out to Colorado, you go out west where, you know, they're much more mature market and there's a lot of really amazing places. But in Illinois, everybody, you know, really focused on creating these, you know, a very professional sort of really focusing on the spa medicinal standpoint of it. And we just wanted to be the opposite. We wanted to have bright colors. Right now, within our dispensary, we're building a terpene bar. We're going to be displaying, we're displaying our products based off of feeling as opposed to, you know, supplier. And we're eagerly waiting for the craft cannabis cultivators to finally open up in the market here, because that's really what we designed the interior to showcase. You know, the name Okay also, it's, you know, the premise of it was, I'm okay, you're okay, weed's okay, we're all okay. And that's really what this is. It's meant to be a very bright, colorful, inclusive environment. That's just a little bit different than what we've seen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Your model, though, is something that I'm sure many people listening today would say, maybe I should be looking into this and expanding my horizons a little bit. I also think having the right partners is so helpful for you on this journey.
I can tell you from what I've heard in Illinois, there's 190 of these dispensaries that, you know, are trying to open right now, and only 8 of them have. And I know capital is a hard part, but I've heard a lot of stories about infighting with partners. And some of those things, frankly, is just luck of the right people finding each other. And I'm lucky in that respect. I've got a lot of great people around me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Good for you. Good for you. if you had go ahead, I'm sorry.
Let's say, you know, in terms of other people saying expand the horizons and trying to do what we're doing, I think that's amazing. I think that this is the next iteration of cannabis. I think that it's not going to necessarily be good enough to just get someone to come on in, buy something, and out in with the next person. Our motto at this dispensary is come on in and stay a while. Come and have a coffee. Maybe you don't even buy cannabis today. Maybe just get a coffee and a donut. We're totally fine with that. And I think that ultimately is where, you know, as I was saying with my restaurants, the experiential places are the ones that are really doing well right now, where the staples are still fighting to come back from COVID. And I think cannabis is much the same. So I encourage people to get out there and see what we're doing and create your own. And, you know, we've had a few people reach out to us asking for help, and I'm happy to. And we had someone else ask to partner with us, and that's a flattering idea too. So I encourage people to break the mold and keep trying to do what they do, especially if they believe in it.
I think it's important that you understand as well, and that you really get and understand where you're coming from, and that your philosophy has a lot to do with it. And the fact that you have so much experience, experiential learning, you know, I mean, you've been in this industry for a long time now, and you really get it. You really understand what customers want.
Well, I think I have a good educated guess, but I've been wrong more often than I've been right, frankly. And I'll tell you, one of our other company policies, or not policies, mentalities, is it's okay to be wrong 9 out of 10 times, but you got to pivot quick. And that's one of the things we do, is we pivot. Not afraid to admit that I'm wrong. And I probably am wrong 90% of the time, but I make very quick decisions based on information, data, my advisors, and the last part being my gut, and that's how we move forward and continue to improve our product.
Well, I have to tell you that this has been just a delight chatting with you today, and we'd love to have you back when the other properties open and give us a sense of what it's like having 3 locations, and in the next few months you will. And that to me is just amazing. Thank you so much, Scott, for all that you're doing. And again, people can find everything about you, and go ahead and give that.
You know, you can find out about the restaurant group. It's the 5050group.com. So thefifty50group.com. OK Cannabis talks about our brand, our story, where it came from, and, you know, feel free to reach out. This is a tremendous honor for me to have the opportunity to tell my story. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you so much. And we will take a quick break. Oh, no, we're all done for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's been our show. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thank you so much, Scott. And we will see you all next time. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
With red lips. Of sadness all the winter, maybe ever so near, and if you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worth.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.